Yeah, you told me that this morning. I'm gonna hit you that another baby wheat. What you would have my baby go again? Okay. That's what the one the children used to dance over.
That's what their favorite was.
Yeah, that's what their favorite was. So they liked to dance, you know. And I started to paint some of them to just bag on my little band, you know. After Molly Annalise Sweetness started carrying me around with them, I said, if you dance on my band, I know you'll make some money. Well, they did. I made some too.
Thank you.
See, the children like that because they like to dance.
That's a good one to dance to. Jump around, yeah. Is that one of the ones you learned from Sonny Boy Williams?
Man.
Did you learn that song from Sonny Boy Williams?
No, I made up that.
You made that one up? Where'd you get those different verses from? Those different lines that you said?
Some of the junk I started doing, I don't know exactly how I did, just went to studying. By me, it was all being very lonely. I just changed my why and everything, because I used to be, one day, they called me Haywire Slim.
Haywire Slim.
They called me Haywire Slim. Okay. I discovered the broom wire because it was a smaller wire. And it started calling me Broom Wire Slim. And now in New York State, they called me One String Slim. Gee. They just named it differently. Just like him, they called me the Preaching Mold. And well, you know, when I was young, I used to go around the churches a lot. And I used to talk a whole lot in the church pretty good, you know. Now, when I was at, they called me Minister Moses Williams, you know, but I was no minister. I just talked good.
You did some preaching in the church?
Oh, I did that smarter, talking in Syracuse, see. They raised me a good collection to talk in Syracuse, in that big church in Syracuse. They made good talk because, you see, I wouldn't talk directly at the Bible, but I was speaking my own way. See, the way I know to speak it, I speak it. They like to hear me speak it, see. Because like they said, something I told them this. I said, y'all reading the Bible, but think about something good, because something good is out of the Bible, what's in there, you know that. Everything good can't get in the Bible, but now what's in the Bible is good, that's a long language for your life, if you live according to the Bible. Now, because when I was telling them, the same thing. I said, now y'all talking about 1,000 years ago, or 4,000 years ago, or 3,000 years ago, but we want to talk about what happened in this world right now, because this is the time we're catching it. That's because I have to go by the Bible on kind of when I was small, they said things was coming. And to see the things that didn't come, I see it is right here. See, by the old T-model thing with the lights on the side and all that kind of stuff, and you had to go in the casino and all that kind of stuff, but look what they got now. They used to build highways with mules, but look what they got now. All right? The airplane, see, they fixed it by man for him to enjoy and to learn him all of those things, for him to have an eye to fix all of those things, all that coming through by the Lord. I remember when they used to take the oxygen and take oxygen and haul logs out of the woods, you know, to make lumber. Well, all of this stuff can pass now. They can clean up a whole 20 acres in one day because they got something to do it with. But you see, I watched all them things because they said all them things was coming. Yeah, they said all of it was coming. And the world got weaker and wilder now. It's like I can go over there to that bar. They ain't got nothing church record on there nowhere because it's a ramshack world. And some people don't even now want you to talk about the Lord right now because they know they got something else going on. And they try to do all of that to make every quarter that they can. They want them to put the quarter in the big cooler. And if most of the people now, you know, the music now is on top now. Everywhere they go, they're in the radios and in the cars and everywhere else. The music might be on top now. Yeah.
What were some of the things going on down there?
Well, there was a guy called Watch Folks Slim. He'd take two folks and make music out of these folks. And the Watch Folks had another man. He could take a half a drum and cut it off on this little, had a little bow and cut it off, put him a rope on it, and that was his drum, you know. He'd be boom, boom, boom. Now, when I was playing in the park in Memphis, all of us would be out there in the park. I have my string. He'll have his half drum. Watch for sound. He'll be chatting with him with the watch.
Is that down on Beale Street there? Now?
On Beale Street. That's where it was. Right on Beale Street, out there in the park.
Yeah, I know where that is. Mm-hmm. We used to live in Memphis.
See you there? Well, I was in Memphis. I helped take up the rails in Memphis for the streetcar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I helped take up every one of them. I was in Memphis at that time.
How long did you live in Memphis?
Oh, I lived in Memphis about 8 years straight.
About what time was that? About what years?
All in 55, and I was there in 48, I was there. I stayed there a pretty good little while. I don't just remember about how long I stayed in Memphis. And I stayed in Bankhampton, I stayed in Orange Mound, and I stayed at the Cedar Grove here. I stayed a lot of places around in Memphis. Yeah, about me staying there.
Did you make some money playing your music in Memphis?
Every city I go to, I make money. I made good money when I was in the state of New York. See? Well, you know, when they came around, you know, people, shoot, they did a lot of, hand me $50, a lot of hand me $25 or something like that. You know, one man paid me, but you know what I mean? The congregation of the people paid me. I made money, sure. I went with this thing. I don't know what I had did. Some things I won't be working. And like somebody said, you took that old door, Ryan, you could have been working. I said, yeah, but that door is my friend, because if I ain't got nothing, nah, I'm playing some music. I'm doing something for my money right on.
That's right.
See? And just like when I was in Haines City, I was playing out there at the school, had all the children around me. He gave me popcorn, crackers, peanuts, apples, raisins, and sandwiches, and everything. Because I wasn't working nowhere. It was this season, had no one out, I wasn't working. Shoot, them children come up to my house and get me, and I go out there in that place, and I play and have all them children around me.
You know, you told me a story one time about Judge Amidon.
Yeah. Judge Amidon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he always picked me up and came into the jail. And he said, I'll be preaching on the streets during peace. And Judge Amidon told him, well, you can't never tell about that man. He said, he got all the children and the dogs following him and the music. And so, the children following him, don't bring that man up here no more. Said, because he ain't done nothing but enjoying his life. I mean, he enjoying the children. And they fired one police about blowing me down with some tear gas. I had a heap of children with me, you know. And they wanted me to sing, you know, and play my music. And the old fella come around and blew some tear gas on me. He had a little tripner, you know, sweat over me, and I laid down. It didn't bother me much. I just laid down. So I said, say it, though, man. I said, where is that? You all right? I said, yeah. Let's go to the jail house. Yeah, let's go to the jail house. And up there, bless my lamb. He said, do you know the man's name was blowing him down with that stuff? No, sir. I don't know his name, but I know his number in his car. And he said, come in, so-and-so, so he knows his name. So what business you doing to find a man with a bunch of children around him blowing that stuff on? He said, well, oh, they said the people called me and said he was throwing peace and had too many children around in the yard and the roads and places. Somebody might get it on over him. I just wanted to conquer him a while a little bit. He said, well, I'm going to conquer you a little while. Go out there and get your car and go in the cloakroom and get your suit and put the dog over because you ain't supposed to blow that stuff on a man on the street. Because a car, something lied to hit him and he lied to run him crazy or something. He lied to run out of the road or something hit him. Man could sue me. So now you just ain't got no job. So you got to know how to police the man.
Save it for me.
You mean to say you gonna fire me? He said, "Well, sure, you already fired. I told you what to do." Yeah, he said, "Already fired. I told you what to do." Said, "Now you ain't on policing, man, just cause he's having fun. You policing when he's stirring and showing up with Pete?
You weren't disturbing the peace.
No, I wasn't disturbing the peace.
Making some.
Yeah, I was making some peace. Sure, I was making some peace. I was studying about what that man said. I was making some peace. Because, you see, I suppose to know a whole lot that some people don't know. I'm going to tell you something. There's a person, if he's 75 years old, if he ain't been nowhere, I ain't going to ever see anything. I ain't going to know something.
You got to go around.
You see.
Well, listen, I know you must have spent some time around Vicksburg. There must have been a lot going on in that town.
I never did stay at Vicksburg, but went through the show. And that wasn't but one night. Yeah, I know around where Vicksburg is, but I never stayed around Vicksburg.
What were the pretty good-sized crowds and everything that were drawn to these shows?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a big crowd following that show.
What other type of music was played in the show?
Well, they have them saxophones and their horns, you know, and they blow that, and they have guitar. See, 2-3 minutes playing guitar, 2-12 playing guitar, and all that. All kinds of. You know.
They play blues music?
Well, sure, they were the ones that dance and clown over. Yeah. See, they play blues.
I guess there's a lot of harmonica playing going on, too.
I used to blow a harmonica good, but after I started smoking, short in the wind, you know. See, cigarettes is more damaging than man think it is, but if that's his habit, he gonna do his habit, you know. Yeah, that's it. It's just a habit. Now, it's like a lot of people ask me how come I drink. If I ain't drinking, I ain't hardly saying nothing to nobody. And I get to drinking, see. And, I get to drink it, then I'm alive, and then. Well, now, it ain't because all the time I be wondering, is the company that you be around to cause a person to drink, you know. Sometimes I won't be thinking about no drinking, and there come a friend gonna give me some. I said, well, I take a drink with you when I know this ain't first, that first ain't gonna cause for nothing when I know this ain't. I done drunk plenty, you see. More than I would want. See, that's just the way it is. It just depends on the flock that it is. Just like I was telling the preacher, and he was talking about his soul was saved, and he knew he was saved, and what all went in heaven. I said, well, all that went in heaven. I said, well, how come you don't die there? Go there and see.
It's so good, huh?
Yeah. You tell us, man. I said, because that's something nobody don't ever know about. They soul is saved, you got to first die and come back and tell somebody. I said, now I'm going to tell you how this religion is. If a person ain't never been blown to the worship, I said, he don't know about it. If he ain't never, his soul ain't never been saved, he don't know nothing about it. And he don't try to have too much to do with it because he don't know nothing about it. And they ain't trying to find out. They ain't going to the house of a worship to see. I just like you say, going to the church. I said, why do you want to go to the church for? You captain up your word, but I walk the street and talk mine. See, I talk mine. You can believe it if you want. Well, how come you're drinking, sir? I said, because if you don't believe me, I don't care what you said, no, honey. And I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. I said, yeah, you know, that drinks will make you say things that you probably wouldn't say. See?
Do you ever play any church songs when you were talking in the church up there?
A few when somebody is singing, because I never did believe in too much of singing. I just believe in telling the people the truth. And if I had a church woman or some kind of a teach me a little of the song, I could go along with it. But the Moses from my trouble, just like Miss Molly told me, Sweeten. She told me, said, Moses, said, I know I carry you to church and you speak good in the church. Said, but now, they don't give you much money that I can make off of you. I got to do what the children want me to do. And so it ain't because you mean it all, you just be doing something other because they're making some money.
Well, you know, I remember one time you telling me about using a pick on your finger.
Oh.
Some kind. What,
That's what snapped up off of a beer can.
You use that for a pick?
Pick, you know.
The top off a beer can?
Well, I can do it quick. You see? That just rang the music. Well, that's what I'm... Moses play that baby, please don't go with this. So you're going to rap it with that finger.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You can really slap it.
Yeah.
See? I see. Put that on there as a pick.
Put it on that as a pick. See, and I put it on a pick. I don't want it to last. Well, I just, I wanted a hole on that one. It don't flop off.
Put this tape on there?
That hold it.
Yeah.
See? That's when the children are jumping and jumping up then. Yeah. They like, I put it around there and hold it.
Yeah.
Just like that there.
Uh-huh. Just tape it right on there.
Oh, me.
That looks like a pretty good fit.
Yeah.
Carry the sound further.
Yeah. See, that's God in the family. would have been Wayne myself. I was out with you. Yes, I would have to get me some food this morning, but that woman told me y'all going to call him and record this.
I gave her a call yesterday to make sure that she came in.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said on that paper, what the man was telling me, that they got everything, but they ain't got this yet.
No doorman. No doorman. First one.
No doorman.